The Government of England has announced the expansion of monitored bathing sites, allowing for more opportunities for wild swimming. A total of 27 new locations, mostly on rivers, have been designated for summer pollution testing. However, it is important to note that the official designation of a bathing site does not guarantee its cleanliness. Currently, the two river sites on the list are rated as poor. Despite this, wild swimmers like Alison Biddulph from Shropshire are optimistic about the designations and hope that they will prompt local action to clean the waters. Water Minister Robbie Moore expressed his commitment to improving the quality of coastal waters, rivers, and lakes for the benefit of the environment and all users. Last year, out of the 423 bathing sites measured in England, 405 met at least the minimum standard. However, the number of sites rated as excellent decreased, while the number rated as poor reached its highest level since 2015. Designated sites are tested by the Environment Agency throughout the bathing season, and the results are published on their website. The testing process involves analyzing samples for the presence of bacteria, such as E. coli and intestinal enterococci, which indicate the possible presence of fecal material in the water. If a bathing site exceeds the acceptable levels of bacteria, it receives a poor rating and a warning sign is put up to advise against swimming. Wolvercote Mill Stream in Oxford serves as an example of the challenges faced by river bathing sites. Despite being designated 2 years ago, its water quality has consistently been rated as poor. However, the designation has led to increased attention and efforts to improve the water quality. It is important to note that if a bathing site is rated as poor for 5 consecutive years, it loses its designation and testing regime. Therefore, there is a sense of urgency to address water pollution and ensure that bathing sites meet the necessary standards.